Plato's Ideal State as a Political Project by Daria Dugina. In the lecture, Course Introduction to the Study of Plato's Dialogues, delivered at the University of Basel in 1871 to 1872, Friedrich Nietzsche noted that Plato's political doctrine was a turning point, a total transformation of the classical Greek perception of the polis and the citizen. For Nietzsche, what was especially important and innovative in Plato's teaching was the object of the philosopher king's contemplation being put above the plane of religiosity and faith, pistis, the disclosure of a new horizon of contemplation over the divided line, and the introduction of the good as transcending everything, even being itself. The introduction of such an additional perspective into the polis, along with the appearance of a new supra-political actor, a super-being, can be deemed to have been Platonism's truly revolutionary revelation. The Platonic political project is for an empire of the good, the ineffable ruler, of which is a super-being, and it is this realm that the Neoplatonists would undertake to meticulously study. One important kernel of Plato's political doctrine was manifest in the scenario of the obligatory descent back into the cave after the philosopher's liberation and exit from it, the realm of ignorance and becoming. As Socrates said, "We mustn't allow them to do what they're allowed to do today, to stay there and refuse to go down again to the prisoners in the cave and share their labours and honours, whether they are of less worth or of greater." Plato put the well-being of the whole state, the whole polis as the union of three parts, above the individual. The philosopher's sacrificial and perhaps tragic descent, the tragic aspect of which is emphasized by Plato himself in the Republic, is in the ideal polis, an obligatory condition for the good of the whole state. As the scholar of Platonism, Georgia Murutsu, notes in her article, "The Allegory of the Cave, the Necessity of the Philosopher's Descent," the philosopher's return to the cave, as described in the seventh book of the Republic, has an exoteric meaning. The philosopher is obliged to create justice within the state, as well as an esoteric meaning. The philosopher's descent is akin to the demiurge's gaze turning downwards, like the emanations of the world intellect. In Plato's hands, the philosopher, like the good, emits the light of the intellect down into the world, kathathos, descent. And through this process of the establishment of justice, the philosopher creates justice, both in his soul and in the state. Plato's Republic's introduction of a homology between the soul and political order was truly revolutionary. The state and the soul are acknowledged to be different dimensions or different letters of one and the same text. The tripartite soul becomes identical with the tripartite state. Translated by Jafe Arnold from the book Eschatological Optimism.